Dr. Pinsky dictating amount I am in. Aaron, A-A-R-O-N. Dixon, D-I-X-O-N. Aaron Dixon is a 49-year-old male who reports he injured his right shoulder at work on 9/26/22. Pretty was picking up trash bags that weighed between 10 and 75 pounds at a truck stop. Period. He needed to take three steps of lifting 20 cans 2 to 4 times per day. Period. He noted the onset of symptoms in the shoulder simply over time. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a tear in the shoulder that was repaired surgically. Period. He is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. He does recall injuring the shoulder about 11 years ago, also treated surgically. Period. He denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. The paragraph record list is number 1. Claim petition number 2 is radiology report from RadNet, :10/7/22. Compared to x-rays of 5/14/14 and MRI of 4/18/13. Period. This right shoulder MRI revealed partial thickness, articular-sided tearing of the insertional footprint of the infraspinatus tendon. Period. Partial thickness, articular-sided tearing of the superior fibers of the distal subscapularis tendon. Period. Supraspinatus and subscapularis tendinosis. Period. Intra-articular bicipital tendinosis, period. Degenerative changes of the acromioclavicular joint with subacromial subdeltoid bursitis, period. Increased signal at the anterior superior glenoid labrum related to degenerative fraying, period. There was also blunting of the anterior labrum, period. Number 3, need for treatment evaluation from Dr. Lipschultz, :5/8/23. Period. He was informed that on 9/14/22 he was lifting a heavy bag when he felt a pop from his right shoulder. Period. He had since had shoulder discomfort and had lost some motion. Period. He was seen at Concentra and had x-rays and an MRI. Period. He did not have any in therapy or an injection. Period. He previously had right shoulder arthroscopy by Dr. Barr in 2013. Period. He believes he had a slap tear when that was done. Period. He also had a prior left shoulder injury, right hand surgery, and testicular surgery. Period. Dr. Lipschultz reviewed his treatment to date and the results of his MRI. Period. He diagnosed right shoulder tendinitis and impingement. Period. He recommended anti-inflammatory at a therapeutic level, cortisone injection, and a course of physical therapy. Period. The petitioner followed up with Dr. Lipschultz, and they elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period. I am not in receipt of the operative report. Period. It is my understanding the right shoulder surgery was done on 8/4/23. The previous surgery by Dr. Barr resulted in an award of 20% permanent partial total disability. Period. He did follow up with Dr. Lipschultz, who noted the diagnosis was rotator cuff tear and impingement. Period. He underwent surgery for this, also noting a ruptured long head of the biceps. Period. He followed up with Dr. Lipschultz postoperatively and on 11/20/23 was cleared to return to work, full duty status, at maximum medical improvement. Period. physical exam. Upper extremities inspection revealed healed portal scars about the left shoulder and open healed portal scars about the right shoulder and open surgical scarring about the left. Period. The right biceps appeared to be flatter than the left. Period. There were no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Period. He had decreased elbow extension bilaterally. Period. On the right, and had a 25-degree extension leg. On the left, a 40-degree extension leg. Period. He attributes this to playing sports. Period. Motion of the elbows, shoulders, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus tenderness, triggering or locking. Shoulder maneuvers, he had an equivocally positive O'Brien's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. The rest of those are normal, cervical normal, and thoracic normal impressions. On 9/26/22, Aaron Dixon reportedly was lifting and throwing heavy trash bags and injured his right shoulder. Pretty current relates that his symptoms developed over time. Pretty did not only file an acute injury claim, but also an occupational claim running from 6/1/22 through the present. Period. He was initially treated conservatively at an outpatient center. Period. He remained symptomatic and underwent diagnostic testing, including an MRI of the right shoulder. As noted above, period, he previously had undergone right shoulder surgery by Dr. Barr and received a 20% permanent partial total award as a result. Period. He had also previously undergone left shoulder surgery. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found there to be full range of motion of both shoulders without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He had good strength. Period. O'Brien's maneuver on the left was equivocally positive, but other provocative maneuvers were negative for internal derangement or instability. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder, regardless of cause. Period. Of this assessment, between 5 and 7.5% is attributable to the pre-existing condition of this same shoulder status post prior surgery. Period. End.